Good morning, I'm Nathaniel Lee. Here is our top story. The T'naha Nation will be among the Columbia Basin First Nations invited to participate in a best practices webinar with regards to water. Indigenous Water Relations within the Columbia Basin is a three-part webinar series created for knowledge sharing regarding Indigenous peoples' place-based cultural practices, relationships, and responsibilities with and for water. The webinars are organized by Living Lakes Canada, the water stewardship non-governmental organization based in the Columbia Basin. Living Lakes Applied Reconciliation Coordinator Emily Mask says the webinars will aim to address the impact of climate change.
Well, climate change impacts everyone. Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities need to unify in order to conserve and protect fresh water. To do this, we need a better understanding of water and our relationships to it.
The first webinar is happening at 2 p.m. Mountain Time Tuesday and will feature two T'naha Nation members as presenters. Learn more at our website. The Village of Canal Flats is encouraging you to take steps to protect your home from wildfires, coming off the heels of another boisterous wildfire season in the Columbia Valley. The village is hosting another round of its Fire Smart Vegetation Removal Program. All combustible vegetation up to 6 inches diameter can be brought out for curbside collection via a contracted service. The program covers cedar and juniper shrubs and branches pruned from coniferous trees. Go to our website to learn more. The program is on in Canal Flats until November 14th. Another first in a season of firsts for the Cranbrook Bucks. The expansion team is taking part in its first BCHL showcase this weekend in Chilliwack, with games on the docket this afternoon and Saturday. Bucks owner and president Nathan Lewin says it's a great opportunity for the players to get some ice time in front of scouts from the NHL and NCAA.
It's great for our guys and get them some good exposure to those NCAA and NHL scouts that will all be there.
Lewin is very happy with the support the team has received through its first batch of home games, topping 2,000 fans for all three regular season games at Western Financial Place this season. The Bucks begin their showcase excursion at 2 p.m. today versus the Powell River Kings. Amplify East Kootenai is showcasing local businesses. Salvador Ready Mix has served communities throughout the East Kootenai with quality construction material for all kinds of residential, industrial, or renovation projects. The company has also shown its share of support to nonprofits, making donations to causes like the Children's Festival and supporting the annual Sam Steele Days event in Cranbrook. Operations Assistant Barb Fallardo says Salvador Ready Mix has quite a bit of history in the region, with 60-plus years of experience in the ready mix, sand, and gravel business.
I think we're unique because we're kind of helping to build Cranbrook one foundation at a time or one house at a time, and we're very involved within the community and being an employee-owned company. The employees that we have go above and beyond what's expected of them with our customers, and they just offer amazing and awesome customer service to everybody.
You can visit Salvador Ready Mix Concrete Limited at 301 King Street in Cranbrook. In international news, the leader of the 400 Mowozo gang, which Haitian police say kidnapped 17 members of a missionary group, can be seen in a new video threatening to kill the hostages if he doesn't get what he is demanding. The video posted Thursday on social media shows Wilson Joseph dressed in a blue suit, carrying a blue hat, and wearing a large cross around his neck. Authorities have said the gang is demanding $1 million per person, though it wasn't immediately clear if that included the 5 children among the 16 Americans and 1 Canadian. Meanwhile, in sports, 4 of the 6 Canadian NHL teams that played last night ended the night with wins. The Vancouver Canucks beat the Blackhawks in Chicago 4-1. The Edmonton Oilers won against Arizona 5-1. The Winnipeg Jets beat the Ducks also 5-1, and the Calgary Flames defeated Detroit 3-0. Meanwhile, Montreal lost to Carolina 4-1, and the San Jose Sharks beat the Ottawa Senators 2-1. Local news first, I'm Nathaniel Lee.